May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us this Christmas evening and always. Let us quieten the thoughts of our minds and join our hearts in opening prayer and thanksgiving. Dear Heavenly Father, this Christmas Eve we come before your name and your holy word with prayerful hearts. Hearts of thanks that today we can be in the fellowship of your children. That we in this life have received all that we need. For all of the blessings that we have received. Our homes and our families. Our loved ones. Dear Father, most of all, this Christmas evening, we thank Thee for sending Your Son into this world, who as a light would shine before sin-fallen mankind, who gave His life, lived as we live, and was put to death on the middle cross of Golgotha, yet was victorious over sin and death, arose that Easter morning and ascended into heaven. Dear Father, we ask that you would comfort your children wherever they might be in this life, those who are experiencing times of trial, those who are experiencing times of doubt and times of fear. Dear Father, comfort your children wherever they might be. We ask, dear Father, that you would also, this evening, when we have gathered together before your holy and unperishing word, give words to speak unto your servant. Give ears to hear and hearts to believe that message that you see good for this moment of our lives. Dear Father, we ask that you would also hear the prayers of the mothers and fathers of their prodigal children, that they also might hear and again might be able to believe that gospel which gives hope in this life and hope of that future life in the eternal glory of heaven. We ask, dear Father, that you would open this evening your word unto us and pray as your Son has taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Before reading a text this evening, I wish to bring greetings of love and God's peace from my wife, who was not able to come this evening, and especially those brothers and sisters there in our home congregation in Monticello. They asked that their greetings would be brought to you, and they remember you here. And we ask that you would continue to remember us there in our congregation, that God's word would continue to be spoken and proclaimed, and there would be a place that each one of us could call a home. She'll read the familiar gospel text that is so familiar, the Christmas gospel from the gospel according to St. Luke from its second chapter, verses 1 through 14, and we hear these words read in Jesus' name. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee and out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Amen. A child of God living in this life goes about their temple calling as God has given them to do, living in the world all around us, and we experience how close oftentimes the world comes when we are able to see and hear those things that draw our hearts and our minds and our thoughts away from the most important matter in our life. There in the day that we live and in the season that we live, when there is such great wealth now in the world all around us, we can see how man has turned to the celebration of Christmas, thinking about all of the temporal goodies and the temporal blessings that we are able to experience and the freedoms that we have. And these are things that we can be thankful for, but it is especially good for a child of God to gather together before God's Word in our homes, and gather together in the services of God's children to remember the greatest gift of Christmas. Many, many would wish to hear and to see what a child of God hears and sees and believes in their heart, but are unable to see living faith, are unable to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd that sounds forth from God's kingdom. And where two or three are gathered together in my name, says Jesus, there am I in the midst of them. You have experienced as I have experienced, even though it is Christmas time, still temptations come. And it seems that our thoughts are drawn away from the most important message of Christmas. But when we hear read, and when we read this familiar gospel text, the story of Christmas, God is able to touch our hearts and turn our thoughts towards what is before us as children of God. A child of God is living in this life with the hope of heaven. We oftentimes experience our own doubts, our own temptations, and we are able to turn again and again to a brother or sister, a husband or wife, a son or a daughter, and from a believing heart hear the proclamation of the gospel message, the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name and precious blood. And when a child of God hears that message, a child of God is able to be comforted and rejoice in the gift that God has given unto them. Joseph was a believing man. Mary was a believing woman. And they were called to be the parents of the Savior. And when the message came unto them from the angel of that which would take place, when Mary heard from Gabriel that she would conceive of the Holy Spirit and she would give birth, she could not understand with her own reason, but she believed in her heart. When Joseph heard that his Mary, who he was to be engaged to marry, was pregnant and expecting a child, he troubled in his own thoughts, and he pondered on those things, and he thought of what action he should take. And the angel visited Joseph during the night and proclaimed unto Joseph, "Fear not, for the one conceived in Mary is conceived of the Holy Spirit," or the Holy Ghost, to be the Savior of the world, that he would take Mary to be his wife. And here in this account of Luke, we hear of God's ways of bringing them to Bethlehem, where the Christ child was foretold to be born. The rulers of the day had called for a time of a census, that people would return to their home villages and they would put their names into the books, that they would be counted and it would be recorded there. And Mary and Joseph traveled a great distance to Bethlehem. And when they arrived there, there were many, many people there, and they were unable to find a home or find an inn where they would be able to stay the night. And the time was coming when Mary would give birth. And there was an inn that was, or there was a stable that was made available to them, a place where the animals were, a place where the animals were sheltered and they were fed, and there they were able to find shelter in that stable. And when Jesus was born, he was laid into the manger. And there he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. We can think of what is the place of the stable. Maybe the stable is a picture also of God's kingdom. Maybe to the unbelieving world, God's kingdom does not look to be so grand, does not look to be so elegant or so beautiful to look at. Maybe in the church services of God's children, there is no band that is playing. There is only singing, And there is only the reading of God's Word and preaching as opened by the Holy Spirit. And the world would wish to add something to that which God has given to attract listeners into the hearing of God's Word, or to satisfy their own thoughts and their own desires of how worship services ought to take place. And in many churches of the world now, they have bands, or they have changed the innocent Christmas songs into jazz or into rock and roll, or into worse, a music that appeals to the ungodly portion of man, the rhythm and the beat that awakens the lusts and the desires of the flesh. But in God's kingdom, a child of God is able to see a beautiful home. A place where God has given the child of God to travel in their endeavor of faith. That there would be those like-minded people, that there would be the other believers who would uplift them during times of trial, who would strengthen them when they are feeling weak and tempted, to encourage them when they need encouragement. God's kingdom is a beautiful place where we can travel with the name of a child of God. We are able to see the beauty of the other believers that God has given to us to be escorts. We are able to speak of the way and the journey of the life of faith. We are able to speak of the mysteries of the kingdom of God. We are able to be reminded again and again that here our hearts ought to think of the goal of heaven. That we would not think of those things of this life, that they would not become the most important, that we would not desire wisdom or knowledge, that we would not wish to be looked up to by others, but we would simply want to be known as a childlike believer. The prophet Isaiah in the 35th chapter speaks of the children of God. And it speaks of the kingdom of God. And it says, "An highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those. The wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein." We may look foolish to the unbelieving world, but a child of God is able to travel in God's kingdom with the hope of heaven. It is a beautiful place to travel. It is a place where we are able to come together to visit of the way and the journey. And the enemy of souls would wish to destroy that which God has given. The enemy of souls would wish to tempt us and to try us. The enemy of souls would wish to magnify the faults of the others. The enemy of souls would wish that we would see in others evil. But God would wish that we would be forgiving one to the other, that we would wish to be in unity one with the other, that we would put aside our own vain glory and our own wisdom, that we would not wish to be right, but we would ask that what is right, and that we would walk together with his children in the unity of spirit. There in the lowly stable of God's kingdom, it is a beautiful place where the Savior was laid there in a manger and wrapped in swaddling clothes. And the message of the birth of the Savior immediately sounded forth in the world all around them. Was it in the king's palaces, or was it in the city, or was it there in the darkness of the night in the hills around Jerusalem and around Bethlehem? The message came to the lowly shepherds who were watching their flocks by night. And the angel said unto the shepherds when they saw that bright light, and they became afraid and they were fearful, for they had never seen such a sight in their lives. But there they saw the angel approach them from the heavens. And the angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." I bring you great tidings of joy. At Christmas time, the message of God's kingdom sounds forth in the dark world all around us. It's a message of joy. It's a message of hope. It comforts the believer. It touches the ears and the hearts of those traveling yet in darkness and unbelief. The prayers go to the ears of the Heavenly Father on behalf of those many loved ones, that they would be able to hear and be comforted by that message of the gospel. And for those who have walked the broad way, that they would be able to return and walk together with us. It is a message, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. A personal message, unto you is born. To each one of you here this evening, the message of the angel from the heart of the Heavenly Father to your ears and to your heart, for unto you a Savior is born. Seven 700 years before, Isaiah proclaimed and prophesied of the birth of the Savior. And he said that the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shine. And there he said, "For unto us a child is given." For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. The peace of God that can be owned in the heart of one who believes. And here the proclamation of the angel was for unto you. It is a personal message. It is a personal call. It is a personal proclamation of the gospel. The gospel that still sounds forth in the world yet today. Dear child of God, this evening, uplift your heart and believe. All of your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. In Jesus' name and blood, believe all of your sins forgiven. It is the message of the angels still today, the angels that sit next to you, the angels that God has given to you to be escorts, the angels that the Heavenly Father knows that you need. He knows that you are weak and you are faulty. He knows that you are tempted and tried. He knows that your faith is tried with the trials of life, with the things that you do not understand. And yet he lovingly calls you again and again, come this way. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. God knew the shepherds believed and they waited for that promise. He also knew that they would need a sign that would strengthen them in their begun faith. And he promised that he would give him a sign and that they would be able to go and they would be able to see the Christ child lying there in the manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Dear listener this evening, are you able to sing the praises of Christmas with a joyful heart, singing glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men? Has the Heavenly Father been able to touch your heart? And have you been able to hear and believe that message, that true message of the Christ child? Have you been able to own the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes in the manger of your heart? If you've been able to own that gift, you have received the greatest gift in this life. If you do not yet own such a gift, and you are troubled and tempted, and you are fearful over sin, the Heavenly Father lovingly calls you and reminds you that unto you a Savior was born. And today you can also believe that all of your sins and the sin of unbelief is forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. What did these shepherds do when they had heard that the Savior had been born? They quickly went to look for him. They quickly left that which they had been doing, caring for those flocks there in the hills outside of Bethlehem. And they hastened to go and find and to see that Savior which was born unto them. And when they saw that Savior, they rejoiced. They found him there in the stable. We, dear children of God, those of us that own the name of a child of God in our hearts, can rejoice this Christmas Eve that still today we are endeavoring on the narrow way which leads to that eternal Christmas. Come what may, come what has gone before us, if we have been doubt-filled and fearful, this evening you can uplift your hearts and freely believe that your name is written in the book of life there in heaven, and that you can own the peace of God in your heart, the peace of Christmas. I have come here this evening feeling my own doubts, my own temptations, my own worries of the day, and I ask, can I also believe my sins forgiven? And to you who is the weakest and the poorest, uplift your hearts and believe. All of your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. And you can own Christmas peace in your hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us close in prayer and benediction. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you have given unto us. We thank you during this Christmas season that you sent your Son into this world. We thank you, dear Father, that you have given us this gift, that we can own the Christ child in our hearts. Dear Father, we yet ask that you would keep us this day, and if you give another day, that you would give us enough for that day that you give, that we might travel day by day to that eternal glory, that eternal Christmas one day in heaven. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.